What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 423. In this episode, I'll discuss why the adenosine dose is reduced by 50% when it's given via a central line. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode423. The recommendation to reduce the initial dose of adenosine from 6 to 3 milligrams and follow-up doses from 12 to 6 milligrams when it's given in a central line is in the ACLS guidelines, but not the adenosine prescribing information. This dose adjustment is recommended out of concern for bradycardia and other severe hemodynamic side effects when the regular dose is given via a central line. Evidence of these side effects is limited to case reports. However, the lower dose has been shown to be as effective when given via a central line as the higher dose given peripherally. Supporting data comes from a 1993 dose-finding, safety, and efficacy study for adenosine, which compared doses of 3, 6, 9, and 12 milligrams in peripheral and central lines. In the peripheral line group, tachycardia was terminated in 70% of patients who got 6 milligrams or less of adenosine. In the central line group, tachycardia was terminated in 70% of patients who got 3 milligrams of adenosine. In the study, there was no difference between the two routes of drug administration in the incidence of side effects or transient arrhythmias at the time of tachycardia termination. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to practical training videos on treating SVT, managing tachycardias and bradycardias in an emergency setting, and on learning how to read the EKG from a pharmacist's point of view. To get immediate access to these and over 80 additional practical training videos, sign up at pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.